Now, this is a story we touched on yesterday. Hopefully we can shed a bit more light now. The US and Canada are investigating after their diplomats in Havana suffered hearing loss and other symptoms officials believe were caused by an advanced sonic device. A State Department spokeswoman wouldn't detail the nature or number of the injuries, but she confirmed that a number of US embassy staff had returned home for treatment. Well, let's talk about this, and particularly the use of sonic weapons, with Professor Tim Layton from Southampton University's Institute of Sound and Vibration Research. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the programme.
Hello, welcome.
When we say sonic device, then what exactly do we mean? What could have caused this?
Well, I think the first thing to say is when you hear of reports of hearing loss and other vague symptoms, you've got to before you attribute this to an acoustic attack, you've got to rule out less exotic causes like toxic effects, drugs, poisoning, and that. So let's assume that's been done, and I heard that now they're attributing the symptoms to the sound outside the range of human hearing, which is going to be either infrasound, that sound too low pitch, too low a frequency than the average human can hear, or ultrasound, which is sounds at frequencies higher than the average human can hear. Now, measuring the intensity of ultrasound, for example, requires quite specialist equipment, though I did put a YouTube video out there a couple of years ago showing how many smartphones or tablet computers could be adapted to detect whether or not the ultrasound was in the environment, but not measure its level. So I assume at the very least that they've done some checks and they've either detected infrasound or ultrasound.
In layman's terms, if this could be something that damaged hearing and you wouldn't particularly know it was happening.
Yes, that's true.
Until the symptoms made themselves known to you, I guess.
Well, I think that one of the problems is these are, you know, you've got reports of symptoms of hearing loss and of more vague symptoms, and indeed both infrasound and ultrasound. I mean, when they're very intense, can cause such effects. But the intensity has to be very great indeed, and you would require specialized equipment to produce it. And as a choice of weapon, you know, people have been talking about ultrasonic and sonic ray guns for years. They have disadvantages, which mean they're difficult to deploy. You know, infrasound is very difficult to target on an individual. It's very hard to produce a beam that you can shoot at someone.